whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast, episode 280. Today is Saturday, November 27. Wow. And it's 2021. The end of November. My goodness. I am your host, Lita. Hi. That's it. This is going to be a short show. As I was telling the chat room, we only have one mug of coffee. Let's have everybody take a sip, whatever you're drinking. let's all cheers to, my goodness, Christmas is nearly here. Yes. That might be nice and strong. Good coffee. Alrighty. So it's only me this week. We're just going to do a short show for you. There's a few things that I need to touch on. Why I'm doing a show. But we will get into it. I will let you know that I did get to play some WoW this week, which was good. Not a huge amount, but I kind of logged in, did trivia, logged out, and that was the extent of it's been a bit of a rough week. But anyway, leading up to Christmas, for those of you that work in retail, work in delivery, all of that kind of thing, probably in anything, Christmas time is busy, and we are getting very busy with my work. So, I'm just trying to stay well, first off, stay as much injury free as I can. So by the time I get home, and I'm doing a different shift, so I get home a lot later. Friday night, I got home, I saw Execute he was still awake, which, it's Friday, and I think I fell asleep. I think I had something to eat, and I fell asleep. Like, I was in bed by 9, which for me is is not long. So I've just been pretty exhausted, so WoW time has been a little limited for me, but I did get some trivia stuff done. And you know the trivia questions, I love the trivia questions, but sometimes you're tired, you're just clicking on, you're just like, oh yeah, it's that, but you haven't really read the answers, and you're like, oh damn it, I got it wrong. Do it again. It's been a little bit like that. But on the positive plus side, Passy Leader, the big girl, my big pacifist, did ding level 55 a couple of days ago. Super happy about that. So we're getting there, which is good. Passy Leader, the Tauren, is still, she's still going. I think she's 52. She's not far off 53. So I just basically did that. I looked at my others and I had one iron. I must have deleted the other ones because I couldn't find. I thought I had Undead Warlock and various other ones, but I couldn't find them. Anyway, Leta Strike, which you will remember from when we had the Hunter contest last year, still exists. And when I get time to play her, so anyway, I took her down and she dinged 24. So weird, because, you know, with the squish and everything, it's like she's only in her 20s, and I think she was like up near the 40s. So, you know, so I'm happy with that. I did get some stuff done, which is good, but super excited, being extra careful of pacifists in the Caverns of Time, which we've spoken about in the last couple weeks. You know, on a pacifist, got to be very careful with people around, playing at unusual times, let's call it that, is always a good thing, because the less people around, the less chance, you know, someone might kill a critter, give you a prox kill, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And don't forget, there are pets, critters, battle pets down in the Caverns of Time. So, you know, you do need to be careful, because some people just go around and they kill everything, and that's fine, that's up to them. But if you're nearby and you get aggroed or anything like that, so pretty much I've got them parked down near the vendor, not right near the trivia person, but a little bit away near the vendor. And yeah, so that's what I've managed to do this week. So, super excited. Passy leader, 55. We're getting there very slowly, but we are getting there. So very, very happy about that. Alrighty. That's pretty much sleeping it. I've barely even been on my main, which, again, is just, I haven't even touched Pilgrims. I tried to do that yesterday, and on Passy later, and I was like, yeah, no, it's just, I'm too tired, I can't do it. And rule number one, if you're tired, we know what we do, we don't play. So yeah, which means I will have to try and look at it maybe today in between, so we will see. But don't forget about that. Anyway, news. Let's do a cute little bumper. Whose bumper will we do? Let's do Rogue Slayer's, because we love Rogue Slayer. So here we go.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
And just want to send out, apparently Julie's in hospital having some surgery done. So if Rogue Slayer is listening, we send out massive hugs and well wishes to not only to her, but to Julie, and hope that she gets through the surgery. So we're thinking of you, Rogue Slayer. All right, news. We've got a few things that we need to touch on, and Pilgrim's Bounty, don't forget, is still live. It will wrap up on the 30th. My goodness, that's just it's just flown by. And don't forget, Niecy's got the write-up on the website, which I meant to throw into the show notes, but of course I completely forgot. So, doing it live. Let me go grab and copy and paste. There we go. So, don't forget, we have got the write-up on the website, if that helps. You know, if you're not sure what you're doing, what your challenge tune can do, can't do, obviously Bloods, you know, there's no love for the Bloods, we know, Niecy, we do, it's you know, we do know that. But for the other challenge tunes that you're playing, you know, there's some good XP, especially for passies, obviously, with cooking. So yeah, so have a look at that. It might help to get you over that little hump. That's the other thing, which, you know, has been actually, trivia's been really good for me this week, even though it's been limited playtime. It's kind of like, it's helped, you know. So passy leader's 55. It's like, well, we're getting closer. We're getting closer. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. Tibus's Pilgrim's Bounty XP seems a little nerfed this year. Yep. Yeah, Nisi, always painful to write out nothing for them. I know, it's, you know, the bloodthirsty life is a hard one. It's all about the kills. And as we know, it takes a certain person to not quest and just have that mindset of going and killing. And I need to so badly hop back on my bloods, but just, again, limited time is priorities, and priorities are very askew at the moment, but an insane person, Nisi. I know a few of them, yes. Chris says, I really should have kept up on trivia, but no. Yeah, it's, you know, again, mind you, you always love the one where it pops up and it's the Mago, the Murloc one. Always love that, which is good. And there's another one that pops up and I'm like, oh yeah, click, I know that one. But it's, you know, again, it's just, it's good fun and it's nice. Sometimes there's questions I haven't seen in probably a couple of years. And they're not new, I just haven't seen them on the tunes that I've been on. Murgles, thank you. My brain's a little fried and probably not had enough coffee. So, I have had 3 coffees already. This is my 4th. It's 10 a.m. That should tell you something. But anyway, Fair says, partly is it feels low compared to the Trivia Quest XP. Not sure though. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like rested, I was getting about 16,000. Sleep. Yeah, what's that? But, you know, again, it's the bonus stuff that if it's a little bit might help get you over the hump of with leveling and it's fun things. So, we do love it, which is always good fun. So, yeah. Now the other thing, again, we need to reiterate that the website isn't working well for tracking and all of that kind of thing. When it will be, we will net you know. It's balked. Yeah, everything's balked. Everything's just, you know, if I could just pop up the what is it, the meme that, you know, the dude sitting there at the chair and everything's on fire. That's kind of how it feels at the moment with a lot of things, not just the tracking and the API, but it is what it is. So we do want to say congratulations, Fair. Got Fair. You know, I'm hopeless with names. Anyway, she got her iron to max level, and again, not verified. However, you know, wonderful job. That's our 33rd. Our 33rd Shadowlands Iron Champion. Iron Rogue. Congratulations. Hang on, where's my little... I got my little cheer. Here we go. So, again, major congratulations on that. That is wonderful. I'd be super excited once everyone gets, when we can get, verified, do the write-ups and all that. But at the moment, we don't. So, we just have a little grats. And, yeah. So, well done. Excellent. All right. Now, don't forget. In 2 weeks' time, again, it's crazy, but will be the last show of the year. So that will be our, this is the death list reminder for those of you that are going to send in your death list. You need to get that into me by December 9th so I can get everything ready for the 11th, okay? Yeah, so if you've got some to share, you know, a lot of times, like, people send in different things, I used to get a wonderful, huge spreadsheet from Rogue Slayer every year of, like, it was in-depth. It was wonderful, because you'd read through it. And even though I couldn't read them all out to you guys, because it would be a lot of reading, but, you know, so you can keep it simple, whatever you want to give is fine. Just remember, it's a little bit of fun. I'm hoping our wonderful goblin friend will be here. Not sure at this stage. But asked him, is, again, life is a little crazy, so I'm awaiting to see if he can or not. However, if he can't, you know, it doesn't matter. We're still doing the Deathless Show, because that was born from Zorts, basically. And we've kept it ever since. So it's tradition for the last show of the year. So not only is it a Christmas show, it's the Deathless Show and the last show of the year. So he's still going to bring the Deathless, the Warlock edition. Very well, I would think Stir would have some very interesting numbers for this year, I'm guessing. Also, I'm sure there'd be some very interesting and intriguing deaths. So yeah, so we will have to see. Crap load of dead warlocks. Okay. Yes. So again, 2 weeks time. All right. So again, the end of this year is like fast approaching. It's crazy. Where's this year gone? All right. Now, what else did I have to tell you about? Okay. For those of you that are interested, Spreadshirt has got another promo. Apparently it's 15% off everything from Monday the 29th of November to December the 1st. So again, if you want to get some merchandise, pop over to Spreadshirt. Fair sent me a photo and I meant to grab it. She said I could use it, but I completely didn't do that, of what she got. And oh my god, they look fantastic. So I will get that organized for next week to show you what Fair has got, because they're so cute. They are so cute. So again, thank you for sharing those photos with me, Fair, because it's amazing to see how wonderful they look. So thank you. Having some tea from my Moonkin mug at the moment. Oh, well, cheers to you. Cheers, cheers. Don't drop the coffee over the keyboard later. That would be not good. So cheers. Let's all have a drink. Okay. Oh, yes. That's good. Yes. Completely went blank. Stir, what did you say? Normally when you roll a new tune, they bounce up and down like a puppy eager to play. Freshly re-rolled warlock starts screaming when I... make more sense if they were undead. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe you need some undead ones. Just saying. Does some bourbon count? Absolutely. Hi, Taco. Welcome. Nice to see you. But any drink, if that's... Well, I'm guessing it's... Yeah, of course. It's after 5 p.m. So, though some people don't, you know, utilize that, that's, you know, whatever. I don't drink alcohol, so, like, coffee's my drink. That's what it is. Except yesterday, yesterday I made Execute and us both spiders. Now, I don't think you guys call them spiders over there. I'm just trying to think. Coke float, I'm gonna guess. So it's, you know, like Coke, Coca-Cola, not other Coke, like soda, Anyway, we call it Coke. It's just soft drink. And ice cream, vanilla ice cream. So that's what we had one of those yesterday, which was really nice. I felt it was a good start, even though summer technically hasn't started. It was well needed. So, you know, we both enjoyed that, which was good. But coming in the summer, like any kind of what we call a spider, is normally like Fanta and ice cream. We have a creaming soda. I'm guessing you guys probably have a creaming soda. Some people like a lime soft drink. I noticed some of my friends, I'm not a huge lime soft drink person. But yeah, normally it's just Coke, like Coke for me with some vanilla ice cream, sometimes chocolate ice cream. It's really nice with chocolate ice cream too. Anyway. So that's what we did yesterday. Taco says, I'm on the tail end of Thanksgiving break at the uni I work, so it's always 5 p.m. Nice. Hey, Dave. Taco, be following me, he says. Excellent. Lovely to see you both. First is 5 o'clock somewhere. Absolutely. It very well is. So cheers to you all. Anyway. Which is great. Okay, now the other thing that I thought of late last night, this morning, I can't really remember. Might have been earlier this morning. It's a little bit of a blur. But anyway, I had this thought, and I haven't told the mods or anyone yet. So for next year, I have this thought that I would like to showcase some screenshots of your challenge tunes in a favorite place. Okay, so we've had the background, not necessarily my background, which is Bastion at the moment, but I'm thinking of probably doing the big background, which we've had space, you know, that's what Stone set up all those years ago. And my thought is, starting next year, that we will showcase some your challenge tunes. Basically, I'm changing things up a bit. Why not? Let's do it. So I took some very quick screenshots last night. So there's a couple of things that I need specifically if you're doing a screenshot. Now, size-wise, they need to be 1920 by 1080 because it's I guess it's how they come through, what is it, digital pixels to make it, you know, make it look good. I need to have them with limited text on it, okay? So I took all, like I play with every single name, everything's turned on. You know, if I'm looking at a critter, I have to be able to see what everything is. That's how I play. So then I went to take screenshots last night. I had to turn everything off, which, you know, you get that. Okay, so let me show you what I mean. So let me turn this on. Now, obviously, we're not always going to see the tune, and depending on what we've got, where they're positioned, how, you know, whether I've got a co-host, whether I've got guests, you know, it is going to depend. But if we're looking at kind of as a background thing, you know, it could just be the place where one of your favorite places. So take your challenge tune, you know, take them there and get some photos. Now, I did take a few. I don't think I've got that on. Let me change. So I'm down in caverns of time, if you guys haven't figured that one out. So, you know, I've just taken some pictures of the various, you know, what's around, just to get, you know, some different colors and that kind of thing, kind of just looking at what's around in there, and some fun stuff with, you know, the feasts and all that kind of stuff. So if you would like to contribute to that. I mean, I have got a lot of screenshots over the years. I have got a lot of tunes. I can pull all my screenshots out. That's fine. We could be here for years looking at mine. But I thought I would throw it out there for you guys and be like, well, if you've got some that you want to send, then send them to me. I'd love to have them as, you know, as a bit of our background. And do it rotating, you know, as I've got here. So we've got, like, different ones. And, again, you could position your tune wherever. But I'm not going to crop them. I don't particularly want to spend hours trying to fix them. So if you can do 1920 by 1080, again, have limited text in it because I don't need words all over the place. That would be good. And just, you know, don't forget Alt-Z. Well, for me, Alt-Z removes everything once I've unclicked on, you know, show names and that. And then position your camera to getting your screenshots what you know, what you'd like. So, sometimes I angle and not have my tune right in the middle. Sometimes, you know, I'll move the camera out a bit so I can get, like, different perspectives and swing the camera around. You could even take it from first person. You know, not have your tune in. It could be your tunes looking at their favorite place. Again, you know, and you could tell me what it is. If your tune is standing at Death Knoll and it's like, well, this is my favorite place. Okay, this is one of my favorite places. You know, this could be the tune starting off and this is what they see. So, for those of you that are interested, please send them through to podcast@wildchallenges.com. That would be fantastic. That way I can collate them, put them all into, and they'll just be in, not random order, but I'll put them in an order and then they can rotate as we do for every week. You know, we have the space ones. I think I've got about 12 or 14 that we do cycle through the show. So there's all different ones. But again, you know, I just thought it'd be really nice to have something from you guys that, to see the back of, have WoW in the back, would be really, really cool. So again, for those of you that want to do that, excellent. And if not, we get to see leaders screenshots over the years and currently. So, and I've got a lot. Just so you know. So there is quite a few. All right. So anyway, I'll leave them cycling through. These are the ones that I did up last night, which is just, I just jumped on, I think it was my passies, the two passies, the two passies and the iron. And just, you know, just run around trying to get some cool looking screenshots. So so you can, you know, that just a bit of fun. All right. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much it. All right. That's a show. That's a wrap. Done. No. Okay. Let's go through. We have got Dark Moon Fair is, that's true. Dark Moon Fair is, no, it won't be this weekend, will it? No, it'll be next weekend. But Dark Moon Fair, yes, there's some really good spots over on the island. Absolutely. It's tonight. No, didn't think it was tonight. Okay. But Dark Moon Fair has got some really good spots. You could, I'm just thinking of a couple. Okay. All right. There's lots of others, which is great. It's, again, we've got a lot of zones, not just the zones, but places within a zone. There's a heap. Okay. Well, we've got nothing for chit chat. So I'm not even going to bother. We're just going to wrap up. That's done. short show. I told you it was short and sweet, as they say. All right, so first off, I just want to say, hang on, where's my little hearty heart? This is to our Iron Elites. So we thank you for your support. We appreciate that. So to Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Fair, Gazton, Grand Nagus, Chris W, Lauren Ramar, me, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rud, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber. Still cannot do that, but I tried. Wanima, Zaya, and Zortz, thank you guys for your support. We do appreciate that very much. It keeps the lights on, even when the lights are playing up, but you know, it helps with the thing, so thank you very much for that. Stir and myself would also like to thank our wonderful mods for all the things you do. Truly, guys, appreciate you all so much. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya, thank you, thank you, thank you. To our Code Wardens, hopefully they will have some time soon with the holidays. So yeah, let's send out the positive vibes that they will. And to everyone hanging out today, thanks, guys. I know it's a short show. It's just, you know, we're leading up to Christmas and IRL is a tad crazy. So, you know, it's best if I can do a short show, and then we'll do one, which is good. It's good to hang out with you guys. So yes. All right, don't forget, I will be here next week, Saturday, December 4th at 7 p.m. Eastern, or if you're in Australia, like my time, Lita, is 10 a.m. Brisbane time on Sunday. And that will be our second last show of the year. All right, so don't forget, 2 weeks' time is our last show of the year. Get your death lists in for those that want to take part, and get them in by December 9th. You can check out WoW Challenges website, which is wowchallenges.com. You will find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels there. You can also download the podcast on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. For those of you that want to contribute with the death list, or, as I said, if you've got the screenshots, please send them through to podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can find me on Twitter. I am Lita Wow, which is LWETAWOW. And I'm also over on TikTok having fun. Obviously, I'm on Instagram and Facebook and, you know, all those things. But I've been having some fun on TikTok. I made Delaram brownies yesterday, so that was fun. That was good fun, you know, because hubby's favorite. So I had some fun on TikTok with that. Also, huge thank you to Russ, Mr. Bright 01, as he is known on the Discords. We love the intro. I still can't figure out why I can't hear it, but I still can't hear it. Playing in my ear set through this, but we do have it, and we do appreciate him for doing that. Not only that, the new Christmas designs up on Spreadshirt are there, and please go check them out, because he did an awesome job. They are so cute. Alrighty, and the last thing that I want to finish on today is in honor of our wonderful friend, RIP to Epic Insanity, who we appreciate everything that he has done for the show with the outros, and also for being a wonderful friend to me, and the things, the advice, and everything audio and otherwise over the years. we are going to play the full outro now and pay homage to him, because we miss him. Alrighty, guys. Well, again, thank you. Thank you for hanging out. I will see you next week. And please stay safe both in and out of game. And we will see you next week. Bye, guys.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.